Hi, this is Laura J. Marshall for Candidly Christian, talking about being surrounded by sin that so easily entangles. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:38-39. I just want to leave this scripture here and think of nothing further. Seeing it over a social media feed encouraged me greatly. It's been a few weeks now of wondering if the cloud over my head between God and I is my imagination. Who put it there? It's been hard to pray, hard to feel worthy, or loved, or cared for. It's crazy how difficult times can mess with our heads, and then remind us of past difficult times, and they stack one on top of another, the weight overwhelming. Sin had taken root, I now know. It's caused a separation within my heart and mind. But Jesus, when faced with a crowd of people accusing a woman of adultery, in John 8:1-11, he stooped over to write in the dirt, mayhap to think, to bring clarity and calm to the situation. And then he stood, rebuking the accusers and not the sinner. When all had left, he asked where her accusers were. He was kind and gentle, correcting in love. We all sin. Is it separating us from God? Yes, but there is access to the throne and it hasn't disappeared because I'm not perfect. So today I marveled at his love and gracious faithfulness to me. I've had some bad weeks. I may have more. I will continue to seek his face and follow my Savior, hoping for more days of basking in his love for me versus a condemnation that isn't there. He gently whispers, "Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." Are there ways that help you combat feelings of unworthiness or combat sin that so easily entangles? Share with us. Thanks for listening.